Violent clashes broke out today in the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore between police and lawyers protesting against the rule of President Pervez Musharraf. Demonstrators threw bricks, glasses, and sticks at police, who blocked the path of about 400 lawyers as they tried to march from one court complex to another. Musharraf was sworn in for a new 5-year mandate today, a day after retiring from his dual role as army chief. But he has yet to end emergency rule in the country, although he says he will lift it by December 16th. The senior fellow at the U.S.-based Brookings Institute, Dr. Bruce Rydell, says there cannot be free and fair elections until the emergency rule decree is gone.
Pakistan is a country in the midst of a political meltdown. The dictatorship that Musharraf established in 1999 after the coup that overthrew the last freely elected Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has lost its appeal for most Pakistanis. There's increasing unhappiness and unrest across the country with having the military ruling the country. President Musharraf has belatedly recognized this, and his agreement to take off the uniform and become a civilian president is meant to try to reverse the momentum that's been going against him for the last several months. We're still a long way, though, from a situation in which you can have free and fair elections. As long as emergency rule remains in place, with its ban on free press and on free expression in the media, you can't really say that there's going to be free and fair elections.